At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Right now in America, we are over $1 trillion in credit card balances.
Yes. It pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
So I believe the average amount of card balances people have per household is anywhere between $6,000 and $7,000. Now, of course, clearly, there's many people here in America that have way bigger balances than that. I've came across people that have $30,000 in unpaid balances, $50,000 in unpaid balances, and it becomes an issue when people have to rely on credit cards. Now, first, we need to discover what caused this. You know, where is this leading issue coming from? And a lot of times it just comes down to people using credit to pay for things and not expect, you know, the worst. A lot of times people lose a job. They have to rely on credit cards. An unexpected emergency comes around and they didn't have any money saved up. So there's a reason why these people got in this position to start with. Now, there is the argument where people are going to say, oh, you know, don't use credit. It's a big scam because it's just going to put you in the hole. While that is, you know, true eventually that it could hurt you if you don't plan right. But majority of these issues mainly come from people that plan poorly, you know, and it's almost impossible to know, you know, where you're going to be in the future. However, you should at least plan for the worst case scenario before you borrow money. That is true. So, you know, you don't just go out and get a credit card for $5,000 and just max it out, and you know you don't have $5,000 in the bank to pay it off if something were to happen tomorrow. You go to work and they fire you or you get laid off. How are you going to pay off this $5,000 credit card? So these are the people that, you know, get in these bad situations. And, you know, there's a lot of people that's in the industry to teach people how to pay off their credit cards or get out of debt or, you know, stuff like that. And they say, oh, you know, never use credit again. You know, credit can be a good tool to use to your advantage if you, you know, plan correctly. Now, it is a risk because you have to pay it back, but anything in life is a risk. If you save your money forever, you know, there can be a risk to where you could have bought something right now today much cheaper than you could have bought it in, you know, 20 years from now for real estate, for example. So I come across a lot of people who are trying to get their credit in shape to use that to leverage real estate. So again, you know, this person was looking at a property right now and it's, you know, $400,000 to buy. You know, they were to just save their money for years and years and years and years, they would have missed out on this property. And now 20 years later, you know, when they save up $400,000, this property is now $900,000. So it's a risk regardless how you do it. Now, there is a safer way and a, you know, more risky way. But at the end of the day, you know, everything in life is a risk. But going back to it, the main point of this episode is, should you open up a new account to pay off your current accounts? Yes, there's lots of companies out there today that are advertising, hey, you know, you have $20,000 in credit card balances, get a $20,000 loan through us and you're no longer going to be in $20,000 of credit card debt. You know, I just think that's kind of crazy. You know, at the end of the day, $20,000 is $20,000. You still owe $20,000. Now, the only way I would agree with that is if, and you know, if the interest or the repayment amount is less than what you're currently going to pay if you were to just keep the current accounts that you have right now open. So let's just say you have $10,000 in credit cards, right? And over time, you're going to be paying back, I don't know, 25 grand, who knows? Or the interest on those is 27%. So let's just say you come across this loan company that can give you 20 grand or not 20 grand, 10 grand. And, you know, their interest may be 7%. Now, in that case, yes, go with the lower interest amount possible. Now, if your issue with paying off your current accounts is mainly due to cash flow reasons, meaning you don't have the extra funds after all of your bills are paid and done, you don't have the extra funds to live, you don't have anything extra to put towards your current bills, and it just seems like it's just going to take 17 years to pay off. Well, if that's the case, you may want to watch that, because a monthly payment on a loan is going to be much higher than a credit card payment. So you have 10 grand in credit cards, the minimum payment may be, you know, 80 bucks, 100 bucks, 100 bucks, something like that. You don't want to go out and get a loan and this loan is costing you $500 a month. So, you know, you're kind of putting yourself in a big bind when you go to look at a loan to pay off credit cards or multiple loans or whatever the case is. So it's two things going on here. One, is the interest going to be cheaper? Two, is the monthly payment amount going to be cheaper if cash flow is a reason? So that's two things to keep in mind. Now, the third thing that people look into is possibly refinancing their mortgage. I don't think that's really a good idea, because when you go to refinance your mortgage, again, that goes back to the cash flow purpose of this, you know. So you go out and refinance your mortgage 10 grand more, or you take out 10 grand of a, you know, home line of equity, your monthly payment on that is going to be much more. So it's multiple things to look at when it comes to, you know, applying for a new account to pay off current accounts. I still to this day think the best method that you should use is paying off your smallest items to largest items. Don't focus on the interest on those. Just focus on paying off the smallest account to the biggest account. Because when you pay off something small, you know, that's going to make you feel good. You're going to now have that extra cash flow to at least put that extra 50 bucks a month to something else. It's going to just happen much sooner than you think. So that's my biggest thing. But going back to refinancing your mortgage, a lot of times when you refinance, you know, many times you have to pay closing again or pay some type of fees again. And, you know, all of this stuff, you can only, you know, take out, I think up to 20% of your home value when it comes to equity. So you may not even be taking out much, to be honest with you. By the time the fees are paid and you only financing up to 80% of your loan to value or whatever the value is in the house, I just don't even think it's worth it to mess with all of that. So the best thing for you guys to do is keep your current accounts open. Do not apply for anything else. Pay off what you have now, smallest to largest, and then things will get much better for you. Now, for those who, I guess, think that cash flow isn't a big issue for you, and let's just say you have an extra, you know, you're making $10,000 a month and your credit cards are costing you $400 a month. But if you get this loan, it's going to cost you $600 a month and your credit cards are paid right now. And then this loan, you would have paid off that 10 grand much faster than if you were to just kept those credit cards, which none of this makes sense, because if you're making that much money, you can just pay off your credit cards. But, you know, at the end of the day, if the interest is cheaper on something and the monthly payment isn't an issue, then yeah, I can somewhat agree with that. But, you know, just generally speaking, for the average household or average consumer here in America, it is not a good idea to just open up more accounts to pay off your current accounts. The final argument is going to be, well, Chris, I have 10 grand in credit cards and my utilization is maxed out. If I get this loan and pay off those credit cards, yes, I'm going to still be in 10 grand of, you know, credit card debt or 20 grand or whatever the number is, you know, but my credit score is going to go up because my utilization is no longer maxed out. It's going to be zero. Should I still do it? You know, in that case, I still would say no, because at this point, you having good credit to use your credit isn't a priority right now because you're in so much unpaid debt. You know, you need to focus on getting out of this hole, regardless what type of account is reporting it. It doesn't matter if it's a installment account or a revolving account. You have this money that you cannot pay off. So your credit score should be the last thing you're focusing on right now. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, I can get approved for this house if my utilization isn't messed up. Well, okay, if you get this loan, your monthly payment is going to be more. This is going to mess with your debt to income. You're still going to have issues, right? So, you know, guys, stay away from these companies that's marketing you to get out of debt. If you get their loan to pay off your debts, you know, it's just a marketing strategy for them to make money and for them to, you know, earn their business. I understand that every company in this world, you know, is in business for a reason, but, you know, it's just a bit misunderstood with this whole thing about paying off balances while opening up a new balance with a new account. It just doesn't make sense.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.